Some of the views expressed on the Mormon Channel are solely for the education and inspiration of our audience and may not represent the official position of the church.
Hi, welcome to Tech Savvy on the Mormon Channel, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Elisa Sharton, and today we're talking about all things apps. One of our guests today is Jay McFarland, the host of KSL Radio's 1160 The Browser and an author of...
Two books, Freedom Ain't Free and Joyful Union.
Joyful Union.
And I have about 16 apps out
and
right now.
An app developer.
Yeah.
That's right. That's why you're here. We're so glad you're here. And our other guest is Veronica Johnson, who is the owner of an online virtual assistant company, Savvy Office Solutions. Tell me about that.
I do anything that an administrative assistant would do, except I do it from the comfort of my own office.
In your pajamas.
Sometimes.
That's awesome. What a great technology has given you a brand new business.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And then you also help brands and bloggers come together by hosting events for them. Is that correct?
Yes. We have just recently, we had 26 bloggers together and brought them to a group of shops that were near each other, and we had great fun at every place. The bloggers were happy. We went home with lots of fun swag. The businesses were happy because the bloggers were blogging about them and texting and
using their apps
and tweeting. So
awesome.
It's good.
So, Jay, what's your favorite app?
Oh, that's a tough question. It's something that's always changing. The one that I use the most for work is Evernote.
Oh, love Evernote.
Which gives you the ability to take any story, any article that I find. I can just right-click on it, say add to Evernote. I can email right into it. So I can actually talk to my new iPhone, and I can say send an email to Evernote that this needs to happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's really talk about a personal assistant.
Yeah.
And when I get to work, I log in, it syncs, and it's all there ready for me.
So while you're driving, you're...
I can...
Talk
any
to
notes,
yourself.
Yeah, anything like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and keep my eyes on the road. Everybody's safe.
There you go, because we don't drext.
No,
that's
no.
Awesome. That's awesome. What about you, Veronica?
I have a lot of favorites. Most of mine are social media because I spend a lot of time in social media. That's a big part of what I do for my clients. So mostly social media. And then for myself, anything I can use to unwind. Sometimes it's games. Sometimes it's something like Pinterest where I can just see what everyone's doing and it doesn't take any thinking on my part because I'm pretty tired by the end of the day.
Yeah. My favorite app is Instagram. Did you guys Instagram? The picture app. So you can take pictures of your day and then you can upload it to this app and put different filters on it. And then I can email it from there to my family and my friends or post it to my social networking sites. And I go through my day and Instagram. And now my three-year-old has started taking, let me take pictures, Mama, and take pictures. And then she will take her pictures and Instagram her pictures. I think that's probably my favorite app. What about LDS apps? Your favorite LDS app, Veronica?
I use the Gospel Library app, and I go in and read through my lesson, and it's nice because I don't have to have my book with me, and I can do it wherever I'm at, whether it's on my phone or on my iPad. Love it.
Whether you're at home or at the baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. What about you, Jay?
Well, I love the Gospel Library app just for personal scripture study and for lesson preparation and how it syncs right with LDS.org. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think we'll demonstrate that in a little bit. Also, the Mormon Channel app,
I use it
every day. I drive to work with it and I drive home with it. After conference, it's a great opportunity just while you're driving to use some productive time. I pipe it into my car, you know, stereo. And re-listen to those talks. It's great Christmas music playing right now on the Mormon Channel.
Yeah, there are.
Great features. You can learn about history of the hymns and all types of spiritual stories. I love it.
I like it, too. And we have all different ages. And so sitting down all of us at the same time to read scriptures has really been difficult with teenagers going to school at 7 a.m. and little ones still in bed. So I plug in the Mormon Channel on the phone on my iHome, and I turn on the scriptures. And it runs from 7 to 8, just the scriptures playing from that hour while the junior high and high school kids are leaving. And then I turn on the Mormon apps podcast of scripture stories for my little elementary school kids, and we listen to that. So Mormon the Mormon Channel app. That's probably daily go-to app for that, for the scripture, listening to the scriptures and listening to the podcasts and the history of the hymns. Like you said, I really like them. And conversations. I love listening to that.
Conversations are neat.
It brings the brethren to such a personal level. And to hear about what they're, you know, thinking about and doing. Those are probably my two favorite go-to
apps.
And
to be able to access conference so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait to hear our favorite talks again. I love that.
There's an LDS music app that I wanted to show you guys that is brand new that's come out in the last little while. If you pull it up, you could listen to the hymns. You can download the music, the actual music. The other thing that I think is really cool is it you can learn how to lead the music. Because there are a lot of people out in that live outside of the Wasatch Front that might not know how to lead music, and this helps us learn how to lead the music as well.
And I like that the actual sheet music is there. You get the notes. You don't just get...
Or the words.
Or just the words. You can get either or. Yeah. I really like this app a lot. It helps like doing the programs for sacrament meeting. When you put the words of the hymns on the back, you can open up this on your desktop and copy those words rather than to have to type them out. You just go in and copy them and put them right on the back of your program for your...
Or I love Family Home Evening last night. We're like, what hymn do you want to sing? I pulled out the iPad, found the hymn, hit play.
And it plays it.
We have the music,
you don't
right?
need a piano player in
no.
your
yeah.
house.
No.
It's nice if you have one.
Well, and if you're in a branch, on my mission, I only knew how to play one hymn, and so we sang that one hymn for all three things, and because that was the only thing. This is fantastic for that,
need,
be able to do that.
They need that in our priesthood room because you have that synthesizer thing from the 1980s.
Yeah.
No more.
No, not with the new LDS app. There's another app that I really like that's just called Sing Along, and I use it in primary. It's not from the church, but it's a companion app where it has taken all the actual songs from the CDs and imported it, and then they have this little bouncing dot that goes over all of the words. So all my little primary kids would gather around my phone, because in every lesson there's usually two songs. So we'd listen to a song at the beginning and in the middle, and it has just stock art from the church file folders that you can get. And you scroll through it as they're doing the bouncing song. And my kids, we would do that over and over again, and I could hear them singing. And their moms are like, how did they learn these hymns that are so obscure? And I'm like, children, sing along.
Follow the bouncing ball.
Exactly.
Right?
Your primary chorister thinks.
I know she does. It's a fantastic little app. I really like that one as well. So you like the Mormon Channel, and you do...
I use Gospel Library a lot. I also use LDS tools because my ward passes out a little directory, but I'll be darned if I can find that.
Yeah.
So my kids walk off with it, but I know that on LDS tools, I can find everything I need.
The other thing I really like about LDS tools is you can make your favorite list. So the people that you contact all on a consistent basis, you can go in. So you have them listed in the organizations, but then you can also go by ward and do your visiting teaching route or your son's deacon quorum list that he has to call every Sunday morning. You know, you can make your favorite list of people so that they're in different, you don't have to go scrolling through your entire. I love that.
The other thing that's nice is people are now adding their email addresses, mobile phones, which you didn't have before. So you can go in there, create an email list or email somebody and have instant contact. Again, and this is available on the iPhone and on the iPad. So whatever you have, you can take it with you wherever you go.
The other thing that's cool, I signed up for the tech.lds.org newsletter. And I got a newsletter from them. And in there, they had a step-by-step instructions on how to access the cell phone numbers from the LDS tools and how to send out group text messages to remind the young women's about young women activities or the Relief Society about what their lesson was going to be on Sunday. And I thought, step-by-step instructions on how to do that. They're embracing the technology, and they want us to do the same thing as well.
Well, and if it doesn't come to them in that way, they're not going to get it.
No.
That's just the way it works. My kids, when they need a ride somewhere, they'll text. Yeah. And I'll say, well, do you have a ride? Well, they haven't texted back. And I said, you know, that works as a phone, too.
I know, right?
You could pick it up and call.
Why would
they don't want to do that?
They don't want to with my teenagers. Yeah.
Every teenage household, same thing.
My dad says the same thing. He's the one that has to get all the appointments with the youth in his ward. And he says, I have to call them on the phone. They won't answer. If I send them a text message, they respond.
Like
right like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really
funny.
It works
really well, text texting for making visiting teaching appointments too.
Veronica.
I received a text yesterday.
But then you have
yesterday.
To visit in person. You can't text your lesson.
That's true.
Or your message.
I received a text yesterday from my home teacher saying, can we come on Sunday?
So. I got a text message from the executive secretary asking if the bishop could meet with me last Sunday.
Wow.
Please nice. Text me back and let me know. I'm like, that's fantastic.
Yay.
Technology.
Yeah.
For sure. What kind of apps do you guys like to use that help you with your callings? Are there any apps that help you do that?
Again,
the gospel tools.
Yeah, same yeah. one. Yeah. Almost everything on there I use.
You do something. You were telling me how you are when you make the notes and everything, you can tag them, and then it's synced with everything.
Yeah, and this is new. In fact, if you look at the Gospel Library app, I used to use third party providers mm-hmm. for scriptures mm-hmm. because the church app hadn't gotten to where I needed it with marking scriptures. They're there now mm-hmm. and they're there in a big way. Mm-hmm. So if you go into your manage library here, you can see I've downloaded the scriptures, general conference, magazines, manuals, but you can download a bunch of other things. If you click this manage library, and you can see that there are videos you can download. There's all kinds of different things, but you only bring in what you need.
Right.
So you can see if I click on manuals, I'm in the Deacon's Quorum right now, so I can bring up the manual that we're in and just bring up the lesson that I want. And you can see the lesson right there. These are lesson summaries. Mm-hmm. And then even when you're in the scriptures or in that lesson, let's get back here to the scriptures. When I read the scriptures and I want to mark something like I would in my normal scriptures, all I have to do is hold my finger, and you can see it's highlighted it. And then I have options. I can write a note. I can tag it. I can create a link. I can choose the color to mark it. But for example, if I go in and I click tag, and I'll say, since this is 1 Nephi chapter 1, I'm going to create a tag that says parents, and then hit done. You can see it's now highlighted that
That's
scripture.
Fantastic.
And if I click that little arrow, you can see the tag. And if I'm synced with LDS.org, if I get home and I'm on my desktop and I go into LDS.org and I click on scriptures, that note is there.
That's like what you would write in the margin
yes.
of your scriptures.
So
right.
tiny that you can't remember, that you can't read it.
Well, and you have a lot more space.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so yeah.
And you can put a
remember
bigger
this
quote.
From this lesson.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah, so you can tag quotes and notes. You can also, if I go back there, I can add a personal note there, and it will be there. And again, it will link with.
So I really
you
need
like
to work
that?
On this.
Yeah, yeah. So you can see the note is there, and I can highlight it. I can, you know, expand it or collapse it. And so I prepare all my lessons at home on my desktop, on my Mac, and then on LDS.org.
Right.
And then it automatically syncs with this app on my iPad. And the other thing I love is when you're in a lesson and you're teaching, you know, you used to have this thing where you've got your lesson manual and you've got your scriptures.
Yes.
So you're like, okay, let's go to this scripture, and you're going through your scriptures. You don't do that anymore.
No.
When you teach from a device like this, you click on the link for that scripture and it takes you right there. Then you hit back and you're good. It just makes it so much easier.
And you're not wasting time flipping through the
right.
scripture going, now, where was that?
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just love that.
It's fantastic. I think the other thing that I really liked about this was the fact that you can say exactly in the note what it was that hit you about that. Elder, mm-hmm. My sister went to BYU Jerusalem, and they taught her over there how to study the scriptures by one of the brethren. And one of the things they said is you need to start your scripture study out with prayer, and then, you know, read and ponder. And when something strikes you, rather than highlighting it, you take the time to write it down, what it was that struck you. Well, inside your scriptures, there's really not a lot of space to be able to write that. However, here, you can take the time to type it out. When I read this scripture, I felt this, and this thought came to me. And then by doing that, you're able to have the Spirit then testify to you every single time you open that note. I remember when I read that. I was struggling with this, and Heavenly Father answered my prayer with this.
Well, and the other thing
very specific.
The other thing that's very nice is if you assign a tag to that.
Yes.
So, for example, if you search for faith in the scriptures, it may just find every exact word faith. but it's not going to identify the story that is about faith.
Right.
Right. So when I go in and I highlight that story and I say, this is a great scriptural example of faith, and I assign that tag, later on I can just bring up my tags and go to faith. It'll bring up anything I've marked in the lesson manuals, in the hymns, in the scriptures that I believe had to do with faith. Mm-hmm. So you're really building your own topical guide.
And,
right?
And can you then, with the notes that you write that have to pertain, your personal notes, can you tag those?
Yes.
That would then bring that up as mm-hmm. well. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're right. It is your own personal topical guide. That was one thing as a missionary we were all encouraged to do, is pick a topic, and every 2 months we would study the scriptures mm-hmm. with that topic so that we would get our own topical guide. But this is a much more comprehensive way to keep track of that.
This is also great for when you do have to teach a lesson on faith.
Yeah.
If you're, or give a talk.
Right.
Then you pull that right up. And
one thing I love, especially all of these apps from the church, is they're in constant development. Mm-hmm. They're free. Once you download them, when there's a new update, in fact, there was one that came out yesterday
yeah.
for the Gospel Library, it just lets you know. And all of this new functionality is added, and they love feedback. So as you tell them, hey, I like the way it does this, I don't like the way it does that, through crowdsourcing, these apps
yes.
are going to get better
yeah.
and better.
Yes.
And the other thing I love is if you lose, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to keep all my scripture markings and stuff in this device. What if it crashes? What if I lose it? That's why syncing back to LDS.org is so important, because I could pick up your device, log in, and it's just
and
like
it's
it
all
was mine.
Yep,
right.
It was yours, and
right.
all your information is there.
Backed up. Ready to go.
Ready to go. And you don't have to worry about leaving your scriptures at church and never finding them again. Yeah.
But absolutely.
Not that that happened to me. It was horrifying. I actually cried.
Devastated, yeah.
It was devastating, because it's years and years worth
of
information. And if it had been backed up, then, yeah, that would be fantastic. I do have a question, though. What's the difference between, why would you want to have an app versus a website? And do you think they go hand in hand?
Yes. The best way I can just describe it is an internet website is like a restaurant, full serve, breakfast, lunch, dinner, desserts, all of those things. Whereas an app is like a burger restaurant that sells burgers, fries, and a drink.
Right.
Right. They do one thing, they do it well.
Right.
And that's where technology has really changed. There was a time when people wanted apps, developers wanted apps that did everything for you, and it became so confusing that people started shying away from technology.
Right.
The idea of an app is push an icon, do some functionality that you do all the time, and do it well, so now you don't need to know technology.
Right.
And what you're going to see happen on the internet is something called web apps, which is basically an app, but you don't download it to your phone.
Right.
When you go to that website, it will act like an app, it will look like an app, but you're on a website.
That's cool.
And you'll still be able to access all that functionality.
That's cool. That's really cool. How hard is it to make an app?
It depends on what you're trying to do.
Okay.
That's getting easier and easier. Mm-hmm. I build apps. I don't know any code. I taught myself how to do it. There's a couple of third-party providers. There's one called Game Salad. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you don't know any code, but you can create logical rules in your mind, like when this object hits this object, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And you define what happens, you can do it. In fact, my 11-year-old has an app in the App Store that he built using Game Salad.
Really?
He taught himself how to do it.
That's cool.
And just watching YouTube videos and those kind of things, you still have to have some knowledge about how to build graphics and those kind of things. And then there's other providers that will, if you can build something, if you can build a website, you can build an app. You just have to pay a monthly fee to have that app out.
Gotcha.
$29.99, whatever it is.
Not that bad. So apps are a more specific menu item, to use your analogy,
mm-hmm.
to get the point across. So let's talk about like the Scripture Mastery app that the church has. Can you pull that one up for us? And let's talk about the functionality and how we can use that with our teenagers. Because really, I love that there's the Scripture Mastery app. Our kids are on their phone, they're on the computer, they're on their iPads. So I love that this is being brought to them and given to them in a way that they can understand it, rather than those, you remember those plastic cards we used to get as teenagers that would have all the references on them, and then we had to go and look them up. And I think this is fantastic to put it in their hands, because they'll want to play with it and they're learning.
Well, yeah, and again, it's all about speaking to them in their language.
Yeah. Right?
You hand them a card and like, what is that? If you can build it into something they can visualize and then even make it into a game, I think you really win that
way. That's exactly
way.
What I was thinking with the games. There's even a place in that app where you can record your scores. It'll tell you who has the high score.
Mm-hmm.
So make it a competition.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you can see in the app your different options. You can memorize, flashcards, quiz, again, high scores in languages. So, for example, in the memorization, if you want to memorize a Book of Mormon scripture here, you can see it shows you the scripture, the text, and then you can adjust how it shows it to you. So it will remove words, leave letters, those types of things.
Very fun for seminary teachers. Mm-hmm. For sure. Early morning seminary teachers.
Yeah, they could actually project this app on a screen and they could do it. And these apps, they've actually had several web apps available for seminary teachers for a while where kids could drag and drop words into the right place. I use them as a seminary teacher. We would have competitions and say who could do this the fastest. That was by far the best response I ever had to Scripture Mastery.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because now you're in their world.
Right.
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 With the scriptures.
Also, the flashcards are fun.
Right.
Because you can do the little tap here to peek. You guess when you see it.
So let's go to Old Testament here.
So you see it, and then
so Moses 139.
And if I think I know that it's about God's work and glory, then
you get it.
I tap and I get it
so
right.
So this would
Did
be
I get
a great
right?
way to
Yay.
Play the Scripture Mastery games that we used to play in seminary, where they'd you'd search through the scriptures and then you'd read it and then have to, fantastic.
Because you're
scripture chasing
scripture chase every time.
Yeah. Scripture chase isn't the same on, smartphones.
No.
It doesn't quite work.
No. It wouldn't work, would it?
You take your quad, I'll take this. Let's have a scripture chase.
Who would be
chase.
Faster? I wonder. Yeah. We should have a contest. I
you
bet
could
you'd
do, like,
win.
Android devices versus iPhone.
That would be fun.
Maybe we'll have to try it. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be super fun. I really like this one. Now, you have developed a game for Scripture Mastery, is that right?
Yeah, I have several out. They're called Bubble Brains. Very simple. All you do is the scriptures will come up in the bubbles with the different words, and you have to pop them in order. And I was really designing it for younger kids, but I've found that seminary kids love it. Again, and it'll time you.
And if you get it wrong, it speeds everything up and sends a crazy bubble through there.
It sends more bubbles out to kind of mess with you. Yeah. So I have them for the Articles of Faith. Mm-hmm. I have them one so you can memorize the prophets in order and the books of the scriptures in order.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just put out another one that is just for actually memorizing the different references
and
the
scriptures. And they're having fun and the kids are playing and they don't even realize that they're memorizing the scriptures. And like you said, you've given it to them in their realm so that it's fun. Because
Much rather my kids were playing scripture games than other things they find out there online.
Oh.
So these apps are wonderful.
Well, that's the thing that I found is I took out my iPhone and my iPad and I searched under LDS or Mormon and I found 130 apps, and a lot of them are not related or they're just different ways to look at the scriptures and those types of things. And I said, there's a space here that needs to be filled. And I know Deseret Book has just put out
a bunch of new
games and apps.
Yes.
And I've actually met with their department that is doing this. And it's going to be amazing what they're releasing over the next year or so.
They just released a new one called Scripture Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at that yesterday. It's
fantastic. Yeah, it has a coloring book in it, different stories and things like that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing that's really cool is that you can do these apps on your iPad or your iPhone, but then you could go to lds.org/friend, and there's all sorts of video games and coloring pages, online coloring pages, and pages that you could print off
for home evening.
Yeah. Yeah, my new calling is the bulletin maker, so I went to the friend and put a color page on the front and a search for the hidden object on the back, and everybody was like, wow, my kids were so quiet this week. Thank you.
Yeah, and you remember the conference packets that you would print out for your kids with conference bingo and the ties? There are apps for that now.
Online now.
For the iPad.
Yeah.
My only issue is I want the iPad during conference because I'm taking notes and tweeting, those types of things.
Is it hard to get an app approved?
For Apple, yes. The learning curve is very difficult. They're very stringent. Mm-hmm. They look for copyrighted material. They sent me back messages saying, it just doesn't do enough. And I'm like, it does everything I want it to do. They're very particular. Now, if you're publishing for an Android device, all you have to do to get approved is upload it. And if you successfully get it uploaded, it's approved.
Is it hard to upload?
No.
Is that the barrier?
No. It's once you figure it out, the minute you hit upload and it's done, that app is available for Android.
That's cool.
For Apple, it can take 2 weeks. They can send you back questions and those types of things, but they're trying to do what Apple does, which is quality assurance. Is the app, will it work? Is it something that represents the Apple brand and product? So that was an interesting learning curve, but once I got it, I think I figured out all their
It's really interesting that you talk about, because I see the church trying to develop and move forward, and I read their tech blog called Tech. You can find it at tech.lds.org, and they talk about all the different things that they're developing, and you can be involved in crowdsourcing projects where read on their forums and give suggestions and ideas of apps that you would like to see, and then they bat it around on their forums, and you can help participate if that's a talent, Jay, that you have. They have all sorts of ways to serve that you can help make those apps better and available for the church members. What would be your dream app?
Oh, I don't
know. Without giving away any.
Yeah. You want me to give away
secrets.
The secret here?
Yeah.
I really am focused in on kids, because this is what's going to become who they are. I'm fascinated.
You grow up with this.
Yeah, and I'm fascinated how our kids today, they don't really have a sense of privacy. They share everything.
That's true.
Just like they're sharing what they're wearing today, what they ate for breakfast, and give them access to that. Think about the missionary work that they'll be able to do, because they're not worried about privacy like we are as adults.
No, and they aren't inhibited. They're not afraid of offending. It reminds me, I went to women's conference probably 2 or 3 years ago at BYU, and Elder Perry spoke in the final wrap up the session. And he talked about how we needed to be brave and courageous and share our testimony using our widgets and our gadgets and our blogs. And I remember I went home and wrote on my blog, I wonder if he even knows what a widget is. And somebody commented on my blog that she was related to him and that he did, in fact, know what a widget was and what a blog was, and that he was very tech savvy. And if one of the oldest brethren in the apostles is tech savvy and embracing it, then we as Yeah, he's a fantastic example of how to embrace the technology and utilize it for good to help proclaim the gospel. So that's a fantastic thing that we have available for us, for our children, for us, to help us feel the Spirit on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for being here as my guest today on Tech Savvy. I'm just so thrilled that you're able to be here. And thank you for joining us on Tech Savvy on the Mormon Channel, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can go to mormonchannel.org and go to the Tech Savvy page and download any of the episodes that you've seen here. And we will look forward to seeing you next time.